gentlemen, back in for the top of the hour break. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. We're talking to Mike in Kentucky about the power grid and all the things related. But, sorry, carry on there. We've got three things. We've got an aging power grid in America, been neglected for generations, years. No hardened grid to protect from an EMF attack. And yep. All the power
or
plants
solar.
And nuclear plants all the power plants are on unstable ground and are leaking. So if you haven't to add to that.
Well, there's quite a few factors here that's going on, and I think one of the roadblocks is the revenue stream by being able to tax us individual power customers as a revenue stream for government and for the power industry on the whole. You can imagine, and I have run across this, since the early 70s, there has been a stranglehold on innovation in this country. And the National Security Council has said to hold and make secret maybe to the tune of 600 and some inventions. And I would encourage people to look at the last 6-8 years at how they have put tariffs on imported solar power cell systems from China. First, Obama did it in 2012, along with Congress, 35%. Well, now they're running down Trump for the tariffs that they're putting on solar. He, I think, put a 30% tariff, and I can't find out if that's an additional 30% or if he reduced it to 30% from Obama's 35%. But you can imagine right now, if you have an electric power bill of $150 a month, why is there not salesmen approaching you, knocking on your door saying, look, for $150 a month, we can run your meter backwards most of the year, and you'll get a credit for that to go toward your power bill when you cannot pay your power. We are now in about the fifth or sixth generation of solar panel efficiency now.
You can buy flexible rolls of solar panels with 2,000 little tiny squares on that are very productive and can power batteries and store.
And there's LED, lighting systems, low voltage lighting systems. You can light. I know a guy who is trying to build a homeless shelter in Texas out of an old nursing home that he got for a bargain. He can light that whole place because the local boss hog mafia has prevented him from getting electrical service to this nursing home to try to stop him from building a transitional homeless shelter for people. And it's not even involving criminals or drug addicts. This is just people who have fallen on hard times, and this is a Christian missionary operation, and this town does not want this abandoned structure to be used for that. So they have
Rico Act. But I'll just say this, that how does this tie into the Chinese owning that massive open-air solar power farm in Arizona? It's hundreds and hundreds of acres.
Mass long-distance distribution. Instead of individuals in their own home, on their own property, being able to do their own solar power generation, like Larry Hagman did. Larry Hagman put every south-facing roof that he had, including like the picnic gazebos, and he was selling his power back to the grid, which during extreme hot times, when everybody's using their air conditioner, this could prevent the brownout that happens where the voltage drops. And then if there's a rain, you get overvoltage because they're running it so high to try to overcome the resistance due to long-distance transmission. And but in Kentucky, this legislative session, they just reduced, this is how powerful this lobby is, they just reduced the credits that people can get for generating power on their own, either wind or solar. You used to get a par 1 kilowatt-hour credit. Now they've reduced that back to 30%. So in other words, you generate a kilowatt hour, you only get 30% of the credit for that now. So that's how powerful this lobby is. I think people are just going to have to detach from the grid and generate their own power and not care about being on the grid.
They would also be They would also be pushing smart meters, most likely, and 5G. But the other thing I got to say about that, the thing in the UK is we have this ridiculous continued building of these wind farms, and they're disgusting, ugly-looking things, and they're being supported with subsidy. But they eventually, the companies bust.
And they require a lot more maintenance, and by law, only 30% of the power generated at a wind farm can go on the grid. So they're looking at doing things like hydroelectric power by using the electric power generated by these wind farms to pump water into a high enough reservoir that you can then drain it back to generate hydroelectric power when the wind is not blowing.
They've done that in Ireland, actually, 30 years ago, Turlakill. They pumped a lake up into the mountain, into a lake, and then that runs down and works turbines. And it's very smart. Exactly. So in Ireland, they're very lucky, because what they did is they used Siemens of Germany to build the first hydroelectric station. And also, it's a German Siemens system, which is very good. That is one lucky thing they did from in the 1920s.
Well, the problem with a lot of these systems, though, and the long-distance transmission, is they're not fully protected from solar flares, like the 1859 Carrington event. And a lot of these transformers or generators in these systems are custom built, and they take over a year to build. So if a solar electric storm from Canada goes into Niagara Falls and takes out the massive generators there at Niagara Falls, they may not be replaced for over a year. And they're not even built in the United States anymore. Chuck Harder, I don't know how long you've been paying attention to the alternative media, but Chuck Harder did an effort in the early 90s. The IRS trashed him because he got too big for his britches, I guess, with economist Pat Choate, who ran with Ross Perot the second time. And we almost had a billionaire in the presidency before Trump there with Ross Perot. But they took him out, and one of the last things I didn't know he was doing, he had a web page up, it may still be up, he was pushing these special collars that could be placed on our electric grid that would diminish or diffuse these geomagnetic storms and send them to ground, so we wouldn't have these massive overvoltages that are a problem. He may still have that web page up there, but the ultimate problem is long-distance transmission of electricity when it could be generated locally. The planet has all sorts of natural gas, as we've seen with all this fracking. And so we could have area-wide gas turbines like they're already using in a lot of urban areas to help with the brownouts. When we have overusage stressing out the grid during peak heating season when you need more air conditioning, they have these gas turbines that kick on and burn natural gas. Well, we could easily have those and have backups to those where, you know, a sheriff or some local authority would go and switch it in after an electromagnetic pulse. And they kept talking about Kim Jong-un not having a reentry vehicle for any of his nuclear weapons. And that's assuming that he has one that's small enough to go on any of those missiles, which he probably doesn't. But he doesn't need a reentry vehicle. If he can get a bomb, as Hawaii found out, and it resulted in a test ban treaty on nuclear weapons in space, but Hawaii found out decades ago that you can airburst 400 miles up a nuclear device, and for a couple of thousand miles it will take out car ignitions and the electrical grid. So you just need one over Denver somewhere, or Nowhereville, Kansas. You could even have some rogue state like Israel running around this country right now with a dummy satellite TV truck. And it would be housing a covert nuclear device and just randomly going around the country, and in a shielded, undetectable fashion, at a moment's notice, throws a missile up 400 miles in the air, takes out the entire electrical grid. The problem is, and I hope there's nobody stupid enough to do this, because America, because of these massive amounts of fuel rods sitting around at these nuclear sites is in effect holding the world hostage, because within 2 or 3 weeks of our grid going down, not only is all these industrial sites, as we saw with Hurricane Harvey in Houston, within days of no electricity, a lot of industrial chemical plants will start blowing up, and people will leave.
Yeah,
and that would include the people around these nuclear plants that are supporting the nuclear plants.
The disgrace is that America and Canada has natural gas coming out of its ears. There's enough natural gas for 100 years, and they should have switched to natural gas plants 30, 40 years ago.
But Jimmy it's just Carter. Now,
multinational criminals are running America, as you
Jimmy
know.
Jimmy Carter.
We are.
Yeah. Well, this is how far back it goes. Jimmy Carter, during his energy crisis push, proposed the natural gas in the massive deposits in the North Slope of Alaska, instead of bringing the pipeline down with the oil pipeline to a liquefaction plant. They had already built the supports for it along the Alaska pipeline. You can find pictures of these pipeline supports. They're wide enough to put 2 or 3 pipelines on there. Instead, he proposed that the natural gas pipeline be built through Canada, and politically nobody wanted to pay royalties to the Crown to do that. But now they're starting to do that. But the problem still is that nobody wants to do anything with probably 250 times the amount of fuel that went boom in Fukushima. These fuel rods are hot for 6 years. They just took a plant offline in California. The fuel rods can catch on fire for 6 years. They have to be kept in circulation going.
I know you've done a lot of work on this, but Bill Deagle of Nutri Medical, he has done a massive amount of work, because he worked in the nuclear industry as a medic, but he understands what's happened in Fukushima, and it was two meltdowns, if not three, and the Pacific Ocean is virtually dead now, etc. But anyway, we'll come back to this subject again in the near future. But no, it's a massive surgery, but thank you for that, and keep in touch. You might send some articles, if you have them, into RBN, and John Staffel might post them on the site. But
Note up on facebook.com/TV10Morehead on America's de facto doomsday weapon. That's what it is.
If
anybody dares attack America, they kill the planet.
Sure, absolutely. But
all this
global warming, it's cleaning up pollution we should be doing. But anyway, thanks for that, and we'll talk to you sometime soon. Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Okay, you know, that's pretty good. The grid must bring on something. Okay, right, sure. Okay, yeah, we have time for this. We got another caller, Tim in Washington. Hello, Tim. Hello.
Are you there?
Yep. Hello, Tim. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a great show. This is probably the most important call you'll ever get, if it's true. But I first wanted to say that the Carrington event, somebody did some research on that. That's all a hoax. That never happened. They can't find any literature, nothing in the encyclopedias, nothing in the newspapers until I think it was the late 1940s or 1950s.
Tell me, I never heard of it. Define the Carrington event for me briefly, on the listeners.
The sun blew out a massive solar ejection and set fields on fire, and it was what the other guy was talking about in the last call. The telegraph agency's telegraph lines caught on fire.
Well, are you saying, did it happen or did it not? What are you saying about that?
No.
You saying it did happen or didn't?
Nobody can find any evidence of anything on that until the 1940s. But that's actually not why I'm calling, but sort of why I'm calling. It came across the Fox Wire tonight. In fact, Coast to Coast last night put up this poll. And so this poll has been taken of 10,000 millennials. The recent poll, like last 2 days, 3 days, of 10,000 people between 18 and 24. They only ask him a couple of questions. One was, do you consider yourself religious? Another was, what kind of money do you make? Or are you considered middle class or something? I don't know. But of those 10,000 people, and this is great because I thought it was going to take a couple of years, but of those 10,000 people, 34% believe that the Earth is flat. Only 66% believe it's a globe. So what that means is 100 million Americans were finally waking up, as insane as it is. We now know that the Earth is flat. And if it's 100 million now, you're dealing with maybe another year it's going to be.
This is disturbed, sir. You mean to say there's 34% think the Earth is flat? I've never heard that before. I really have not. What are you drawing? What conclusions are you drawing from that, if that is true?
Well, I'm a flat earther. I know the Earth is flat. I mean, I know that I know. There's nothing that you can do. I could sit here and I could take you apart in 5 minutes. There's nothing that you can. You don't even have a real picture of Earth hanging in space.
I thought the satellites. Well, what about all the space photographs of the Earth? Are they falsified as well?
Oh, NASA admits they're all composites. NASA says right on its website, these are image composites. The blue marble has been debunked.
We have a broadcaster. I tell you, you should try and ring in and try this out with Michael Rivero. You know who Michael Rivero is? He's ex-NASA. He was an imaging
he's a high-level gatekeeper. He won't talk about chemtrails or anything else. But, satellites.
I see.
Who is the biggest consumer of helium on the Earth? Who consumes more helium than anybody else?
Who? Tell me who.
Well, you say there's satellites. There's fields of them. You never seen it. NASA. Satellites from massive balloons.
NASA, I wouldn't believe anything out of NASA for this reason. I don't agree with what you're saying, but however, NASA signed up to global warming propaganda with the BBC and everybody else. And that's why the weather forecasting system in Britain is haywire. They can't even do a four-day forecast here now because there's tainted information in the data all the way through.
Yeah, well, you would ask yourself, why isn't there 24-hour vid of Earth spinning in space? You know what that would be worth? Weather patterns and everything else, where you would have a camera that's constantly, filming
the Earth. Satellite. Yeah.
Yeah, you have none. You have none. No, that's why the North Star, never moves. The Pole Star, it never moves. You ever wonder, no matter which way the Earth tilts, no matter which side of the sun you're on, that Pole Star never moves? You ever wonder about that? Or that the stars are always the same?
The Earth is not a globe. Hold on, whoa. The Earth is flat. What shape is the Earth? What kind of a flatness? What is it?
It's sort of like a pizza. It's sort of like a pizza. Dish. Antarctica is actually the edge wall that goes all the way around. It's an ice wall about 200-300 feet. You can go on and get Google images. That's what Antarctica is. The North Pole is actually in the middle, and the sun and the moon, that's only about 3,400 miles up. You can use trigonometry. You can actually calculate it. People have done it. This is all well known. This is all being figured out now. No matter what side of the sun you're on, the stars are the same. That's not possible. 6 months, you look out, it's darkness. You would see completely different stars. Star charts have never changed for 5,000 years. There is no curvature, no matter high up.
Okay, well, anyway, thanks for that anyway. And do try that out on Michael Rivero, but we'll talk to you sometime again, okay?
Oh, he'll just hang up. He never can debate. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay, go to over.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we got another caller. Jim, I think is in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, yeah. Have I got the name right? Yeah, Jim, and where are you?
In Missouri.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Well, lay it on me. What were you going to say, yeah?
Well, you know, the flat earthers are still out there.
It's not illegal. It's a quiet profession, you know. It doesn't cause anybody any harm, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been on the land and I've been in a plane, and I've always been a sky watcher, and you know, I can't see over the horizon, but if I travel a distance, the horizon changes. So I don't get this flat Earth deal. In fact, I think there was a host on RBN that started into this flat Earth stuff, and Statmiller got rid of him.
Really?
But I just don't get it.
Flat Earthers would make us into a bit of a comedy. I see no evidence of a flat Earth. Unless there's been a gargantuan conspiracy by NASA to fool us all, et cetera, et cetera. But maybe the Earth is more oval than round, but that wouldn't change much. But it's gravity and all the rest of them.
Yep. Well, either that or it's our own eyes. Maybe we're just being disillusioned.
Indeed. Well, yeah, anyway, a correct definition of us humans, we are basically correctly scientifically, if you want to talk about that. We are vibrating energy. That doesn't take away from the fact that whether you believe in creationism or evolution, or I'm a creationist, But and again, if you examine George, not George Orwell, what do you call him with the beard? The guy, the Ascent of Man. What do you call him? Who about it? Did all the stuff that they quote. And although the new, once I hear the New Age people quoting him, I run for cover. His name has just slipped my mind, with a beard. The evolutionist, what do you call him? Going back 100 years.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't pick it. But anyway, the previous caller.
Just tell you about him. He should have been charged with incest. He married his first cousin because he didn't believe in him. He thought that his cousin and him were just a pure people. And then the child he had by that marriage died of complications from a close relationship, almost incest. And he was.
Are you talking about Darwin? Darwin?
Charles Darwin. Yeah, Charles Darwin. And he took revenge on the world by trying to prove there was no God. That's what's inspired him to do it. He was a paleontologist, or what do you call it, etc. But he's, all his stuff is twisted. And that can be proven very easily. Darwin was carrying out a revenge attack. He wasn't a scientist just picking up fact and releasing the facts without any bias. He was extremely biased.
Well, there was a previous caller to the last one that was talking about the nuclear stuff and power, energy, whatever. And, you know, I tell you what, I started studying permaculture about 5 years ago, and that is a design science, and it's very effective, where they will do exactly what he kind of described, where if you have a slope on a property and you have a pond or a body of water at the bottom, well, you can pump that water back up, and it can be pumped by solar energy. It can be pumped back up to the top of the hill, and it can come back down the hill and recirculate it. And it's very effective, very effective. Oh, I took a permaculture design course by Jeff Lawton, and that's Geoff Lawton.
Yep.
Want me to hang over?
Yeah, hang on there. We'll finish off there. Hang on there, and we'll continue on after the break. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
And we're talking to Jim in Missouri. What part of Missouri are you in, can you say?
Southwest.
Southwest, yeah, we have two broadcasters.
I'm down about 30 minutes north of Branson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the famous music center, yeah. You know, we have two broadcasters from there, John Moore, I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I know John Moore and Vince Finale.
Oh, for now, yeah. Vincent is struggling to recover from his illness, yeah. But, oh, very good. You're very clued in and connected, et cetera. But I passed through Missouri one day on the way to, I went to farm shows in, what do we call it? The Iowa farm.
Oklahoma?
Show. No, the biggest agriculture show in America I was ever at was... I'll think of the name now. It's a World Pork Expo in Des Moines, but St. Louis, Missouri is further on. It gets moves to St. Louis every fourth year, but that is the best ag show in America, bar none. It's on for 3 days, but the heat nearly wiped
really?
Me out there. Oh, yeah, if you want to meet the heart and soul of a... Yep. It's called World Pork Expo, but don't let that put you off. It's a broadstream agricultural show for 3 days in... 3 years running, it runs in Des Moines, and then it moves 1 year, for some reason, to St. Louis. but is the best contact system in the world. Anything related to agriculture, well, you're talking about permaculture, bar none. I'm amazed you haven't heard of it. It's stunning. And I'd advise anybody connected with anything in ag or just an interest in it to go there for the full 3 days. It is well worth it. I went there in 1992. And it,
do they have alternative
everything organic
subjects? That's very interesting.
It's in June. It's coming up now in June. We'll look up World Pork Expo in Des Moines. They have a full time office in Des Moines, Iowa. But
what's it called?
World Pork Expo. It's a pig industry, but it's everything related to ag is there as well. That's just the lead industry that's there. But
nice.
Everything to do with
very,
ag.
Very nice.
And I tell you, it'll take you 3 days to go around it. You will make fantastic contacts there. That's the best ever. I've been at in Denver, the National Western Stock Show. It runs for nearly 3 weeks. I had to stand there on an organic system, but it's all Chevy trucks and coaches and horses, but it's not very good for selling or making contacts, really. But that... that is the best ever. Now, you're talking to somebody who's been at hundreds of trade shows in Britain, Ireland, Canada, and the States, and it's the best of the best. So there you are.
That's awesome. Thanks for the, thanks for the heads up on that. But back to what I was saying, Jeff Lawton was, he was requested to go to the Middle East to see if his methods would work in greening the desert, and it worked.
Sure.
And there's another massive project that was done down in China, and the guy's last name was Liu. I think it's L-I-U. And they took this big plateau that had just been grazed over for so many decades and centuries that it just went to waste. And they went in with the permaculture concepts, and they just recreated the whole environment, and now it's thriving. And, we just have to look outside the box, because we've been controlled by these oil people and energy people.
Part and part of the culture of take back your country on 100 different levels, and everything is coming at people, not from people. That's why I have this police state taking over.
Yeah, the government is tempted if we can become self independent. With our food and our water and our power, then we take away their power.
That's right, absolutely right. That's main part of it. And don't give up your guns, that's for sure.
But
the gun grab is very close. It's very, very close. But these people. Oh, yeah. But again, we have a generation of unfortunate young people, it's not their fault, who think they're informed because they have an iPhone in their pocket. They've been the most brainwashed more than the Hitler youth. And these snowflakes, the millennials, I mean, they're pitiful people when you question them. Some of them are quite good. But it's really sad that they can be so attacked by the likes of Zuckerberg, who's an absolute shill for the Israelis and the destruction of America on every level of life.
You'll get a kick out of this. I had the opportunity. I got an email, and it referenced this, what's his name, David Hogg?
Oh, yeah. They've taken him over. He's in favor of genocidal murder of half the earth, so as we get rid of people and rewild the earth, by the way. You won't use those words, but that's what he's in favor of.
I sent him a tweet, and I don't get on Twitter, so I really don't know what I'm doing, but I got on it anyway, and I made a comment. Oh my gosh, boy, did I get attacked! It was pretty incredible, and none of it had any substance to it. It was just reaction.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Knee jerk reaction.
It was shocking. Yeah, it was attack. And, it was pretty hilarious, actually. But, I haven't paid much attention to it. But it was fun to see. Yep. They're ignorant. They don't know nothing.
Yeah, sure.
They don't.
They've caught hold of the word socialism, and they think it's the be all and end all of everything. And the joke is, as Margaret Thatcher says, not that I was any great fan of Thatcher, so she was good on some things. The trouble with socialism and communitarianism, you eventually run out of other people's money, and who produces the wealth then? Nobody.
It was pretty curious how many people said, well, I'm a socialist or I'm a communist. And I was like, really? Yeah. Do you really know what that means? And they don't.
Venezuela tried it full bore, and look at Venezuela today. That's a good example of introducing communitarianism. Absolute ideal. But on the other extreme, we have to say, we have now unbridled monopolies of extreme monopolies in Google and in multinational companies in food and Walmart and all the rest. I wonder if Trump really understands the danger of monopolies. He supposedly is going after Amazon's Bezos. But I hope that will be the start of breaking up monopolies. We have shocking monopolies here in the UK in the grocery trade, Tesco and these people.
Well,
and in
Here's a curious situation for you. I went to St. Louis last week to bury one of my college buddies, and one of my other friends, his wife showed up, and I didn't know this, but she was a big Monsanto, and she was in the middle of the glyphosate and all that stuff, but I knew her. I knew her when I was in college, and I did not recognize her. I was like,
she had aged so much.
Have you been poisoned or something? Because I don't even recognize you. and then I had a couple other friends that were there that had worked for Monsanto for a time period, and I didn't know it, but they told me, and I hadn't seen him in 20, 30 years. And I said, so you guys work for the people that were that are poisoning us? And they're like, oh, you need to talk lower, because she was right in the middle of it. And I went, really? I was like, really? But yeah, I didn't hardly even recognize her. And I was wondering if she had been around the chemicals or what. But, yeah, it was pretty striking.
Shocking. Oh, yeah, indeed. That's why so many pets are dying with strange diseases. We're walking them in public parks where they're laced with glyphosate and Roundup. It's killing animals at every level. But they are. But do me a favor. Go to that World Pork Expo, and you look it up immediately. You see the dates.
World Pork Expo.
Ring in and report back to me. Leave your email address with Ken, will you, there, I'll keep in touch with you, okay?
Sounds good, man. I really appreciate your show. I'm glad you're on here.
Well, it's a bit fragmented today. I had late prepping stuff today. I don't want to be reading out ad nauseum, but we have some interesting guests coming up in the near future anyway as well. Okay. Well,
sounds
thank
good.
You for that.
Appreciate you.
Back when you go to that. Give your email address to Ken and report back when you go to Des Moines, Iowa, and he can do a piece on that, okay?
Sounds good, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Good. Okay. I don't know if any more calls. We're three today, that's good. But there's so much left here. I won't read out. I won't do 5G today. It's five very depressing articles, but I'll do a whole hour on 5G, maybe next week. It is just, where do you end? We're being attacked. I have it on some book on the stacks here about attack, 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 how we've been attacked on 27 areas of our life, which it is on major. It's more really, but it's to have to condense it down. There's about 27 areas of our life being attacked, every part of our existence. But one of the articles here, why is our food, water, and air, our life's essentials, being deliberately being poisoned? Although it's written by Catherine Fromovich, I take her in small doses. She doesn't understand editing. It's 17 pages. and she just shovels it all in. She covers very good stuff, but she can't edit herself. Good God. And there's another. I'll read some of the headers here, and we'll come to some of them coming near the end of the program. But Alaska's permafrost holds the world's largest deposit of mercury. Concern growing over potential dangers of such contamination of food, water, supply. But I also hear this week that the ice over in the Arctic and the Antarctic is massive. It's the meltdown is massive every year for different reasons of pollution, really. It's not global warming, but the icebreakers are getting stuck longer and longer times in the Antarctic and the Arctic. Every year, in these scientific expeditions going out to prove that global warming exists, they're getting caught, they're miscalculating, and they're getting caught in their science research ships. And the last time a Western group went out, they had to get the Russian icebreakers, which were the best in the world, to get them out. But there you are. And the cost of the cleanup, oil spill respondents, people who are unfortunately looking for high-pay jobs to clean up the pollution in the Gulf of Mexico. They're dying now because of that wretched core exit that was used there. Not only is it killing the people who cleaned it up, it is killing the Gulf of Mexico, and it's definitely destroying the Gulf Stream. And I'm been proving to people around who are sneering at me about three things are coming at once. The cyclical cooling that happens every 180 years is here. The solar minimum is starting as well, and the Gulf Stream here in Britain, which we depend on vitally, like we're 53 degrees north here. The Shetland Islands are 60 degrees north. If we didn't have the Gulf Stream, we'd be frozen over for 4 or 5 months. But it's slowing down, cooling down, and this year we had a winter, a real winter, and four blasts of snow. Pretty bad. But I'll do this story here. Stalinist purge underway in America as Marxists left, aided by Democrats, align with tech giants to censor nearly all opposition. Well, it's in line with all the articles that the pending legislation is designed to absolutely shut down free speech completely, a total police state. That if you're in the independent media, that's us. If you're an independent media site that caters for free thinking and libertarian minded, the conservative, the supporter of President J. Trump, are a combination of all these things. Facebook doesn't want anyone to hear from you. Twitter wants you to ban you, and Google seeks to defund you. Soon, no doubt, Instagram will try to hide your face. Well, you can add that to Amazon's dirty tactics and also PayPal, who are their agents, some of the things they get up to. But so all of this intentional under the guise of combating fake news. These social media giants are engaged in what former Russian former Reagan administration economist Paul Craig Roberts recently. I shouldn't say that about Paul Craig Roberts, is one of the best writers around. Paul Craig Roberts recently likened to a Stalinist purge, a reference to the brutal late Soviet director Joseph Stalin, dictator, I'm misreading this, I want to get a stronger light here, granted that the speech Nazis of the social media giants aren't killing their competition, well, YouTube as well, but you get the feeling just by reading the comments and seeing the actions of people, they aren't banning or defunding that some of them would love to have the power. This is necessarily a misprint here. As for Roberts, old Craig Roberts, he thinks the country is at a turning point, and after witnessing outright immigration lawlessness in California and seeing the defacement of of a fountain using communist symbolism at the University of Texas. I agree with him. He writes, this is for quoting Paul Craig Roberts, this year could turn out to be the defining year for the United States, 2018. Is it clear that the U.S. military security complex and the Democratic Party, aided by their media vassals, intend to purge Donald Trump from the presidency? One of the open conspirators declared that the other day that we have to get rid of Trump now before he wins re-election in a landslide. It is now a known fact that Russiagate is a conspiracy of the military security complex, Obama regime, Democratic National Committee, and the prostitute media to destroy Trump. However, the prostitutes never present this as fact as to the American public. Anyway, we're going to the last break today, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Barden Report on Republic Broadcasting, and it's some interesting callers today. As I was just finishing off today with Paul Craig Roberts, I should read out much more of his reports. He has outstanding articles this last couple of months on the bizarre situation, and he's saying about the turning point that America is in, that this could be the pivotal year. It sure is. This year could turn out to be the defining year for the United States. It is clear that the U.S. military security complex and the Democratic Party, aided by their media vassals, intend to purge Donald Trump from the presidency. One of the open conspiracies declared the other day that conspirators, he says, declared the other day that we have to get rid of Trump before he wins re-election in a landslide. It is now a known fact that Russiagate is a conspiracy of the military security complex, as is the Salisbury poisoning. Total scam. Obama regime, Democratic conspiracy of these elements, plus the Obama regime, the Democratic National Committee, the DNC, prostitute media to destroy Trump. However, the prostitutes never present this fact to the American people. Nevertheless, a majority of Americans do not believe the Democrats and the prostitutes that Trump conspired with Putin to steal the election. Well, that's absolutely established now. It's hard to know whether the president fully understands just how manic the opposition has become. It's hard to know whether he appreciates the underlying hatred that lies behind the left's censorship and lawlessness and the threats of violence against anyone who supports him and the right of center American First Agenda. America First Agenda. Robert says that the future of the country could be a major shift to the right as the majority of Americans flee the mindless and anger of the left, or the collapse of a collapse of the right thanks to deep state chicanery that winds up claiming the Trump presidency. And he wonders why the president hasn't done more to protect himself. Is it because the Trump regime is letting the prostitutes and Democrats destroy their credibility, or is it because Trump is weak, confused, and doesn't know how to use power in his office to slay those who intend to slay him? Robert said it is the former. If it's the former, then any American will move far to the right. If it is the latter, America will have it as its own Stalinist purge, and the purge is likely to follow the Stalin model and extend right down to those who voted for Trump. Oh yeah, they intend wiping out anybody who's conservative, that's for sure. But and finally, saying in a column this week, Natural News Network founder Mike Adams and Health Ranger said he sees the social media giants working in tandem to help America's Communist Party, AAK, the Democrats, steal the 2018 midterm elections. The systematic silencing of conservative views is necessary, of course, for Democrats to win enough seats to gain control of the U.S. House of Representatives. Once in control is established, Democrats will immediately move to impeach President Trump. Today's special cultural and political opposition to the Trump administration has eerie similarities to the 1850s, the decade before our Civil War. And J.D. Hayes is writing this, and he's including Paul Craig Roberts' accounts. But it's pretty gruesome on all levels. But I don't know how people are going to cope with it. I see no effort by Trump to clean up the voting system and to get rid of Jeff Sessions, because he is definitely one of them, without a doubt, part of the deep state. And what a catastrophic error it was to appoint Jeff Sessions. Every day you're reading an article further down here about Sessions refuses to appoint. I can find it down the list here. Hello. I just heard music there. Hello. We're back. Okay. We're coming up to near the end of the program today. And next week I will do the 5G and all the things related to it. It'll be pretty gruesome stuff to listen to on a lot of levels. But I just get my screen back up and get the time on 5:59. We're nearly finished now. I don't hear any music, Ken.
Foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. Okay. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.